Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today on the show, the composer who put the Moog synthesizer on the map, setting a path for a generation of electronic artists. That's coming up on today's show in full stereophonic sound. But first, school's back in session this week for many districts in Michigan, including Detroit. If your local district or college or university has not restarted, you may at least be picking up supplies or, in some lucky cases, school supply technology for distance learning. However, it appears the ticker is already in motion for COVID cases associated with Michigan schools. Ron French covers education for Bridge Magazine, and he has been tracking this story. Ron, welcome to Stateside.
It's great to be here.
Let's talk about the higher education map first. Are there colleges and universities in Michigan that have experienced outbreaks already?
There are. As you know, probably, and your listeners know, that there have been some high-profile situations like that around the country, University of North Carolina, Notre Dame. But there have been examples here, too. Central Michigan University. They started school a couple of weeks ago on a Monday. By Friday, they had 38 cases. 2 weeks after school started, they now have 178 cases that the health department believes is linked directly to students returning to Mount Pleasant. In fact, the cases were so bad there that a few days after it was publicized that there had been an outbreak that was linked to house parties, actually, which is no shock, and they're college students. Eastern Michigan looked at that situation and immediately scrambled to put all their classes online instead of bringing students back. The other example that we're just finding out about today is Adrian College, where there are almost as many students and staff who have tested positive for coronavirus at Adrian College as there have been at Central Michigan, which is 10 times as large. At Adrian College, over 6% of all students and staff have already tested positive 2 weeks into the semester.
How has the administration at Adrian responded to the infection?
They've sent a letter out to students and staff asking students to be careful. They've asked staff to immediately switch when they can to online courses. The small private colleges, April, have a real problem going online and asking students to stay home that your bigger universities, such as the University of Michigan and Michigan State, do not. A lot of these smaller private colleges depend heavily on money they receive from residence halls and cafeterias to survive. If they send their kids home, it's not a for sure thing that all these small colleges in Michigan will survive.
You mentioned that house parties appear to be a factor in a lot of the spread. There was this crazy video of Central Michigan President Robert Davies at a house party with students. In mid-August,
yeah.
Playing cornhole? Was that for real?
Yeah, unfortunately it was. It probably seemed like one of those things that was a good idea at the time and looks horrible. But so it's opening weekend, and I'm sure it'd be very common for a university president to create some spree decor by going to the parties. And he was outside. He had a mask on. He was playing cornhole. But if you look at the video and you look at the photos that were taken of him, you can see almost none of the students are wearing masks. He later apologized for that. In fact, there's a separate video of several police officers playing beer pong at Central Michigan. So it wasn't exactly taken seriously. This was opening weekend at Central, and it was the house parties on that opening weekend that spread coronavirus.
Ron, when you look at the speed of transmission in some of these higher ed spreads, is it consistent with the way that COVID has been spreading in any other community? I guess what I'm asking is, have the universities had any success in the risk mitigation that they were hoping to do?
What you're seeing is the limits of planning. They're just saying that military plans exist until the first shot is fired. I that's pretty much what has happened at universities.
Mm-hmm.
Universities have spent countless hours creating these incredible protocols for safety in dormitories, in classrooms. Some universities have spread their desks farther apart. A lot of them have decided that you have to wear face masks on campus. Some of them have given students the option and staff the option of being completely remote, being online if they want to. But you're dealing with human beings. You're also dealing with human beings who are college age. We've all been college age at some point in our lives. We know that that when you're in college, you're very social. And so, as one Central Michigan University professor said, hey, every kid in my classes has worn a mask. They've all been socially distant. They've all been perfect. But we can't control what happens outside class. Students do what students are going to do. They party. They get together in groups. And when they do, they often tend to be not 6 feet apart. They often tend to not have masks on also. And so there's only so much that a university can control. So when you get a large gathering, it's to answer your question, it is consistent in how this spreads to the fact that when you have a lot of people in tight quarters not wearing masks, this is going to spread.
Ron, folks might remember that we spoke with your colleague Robin Erb not too long ago about a story that you two worked on together. There had been, about a dozen outbreaks at schools and universities around the region. And at that point, the state health department wasn't releasing information about where those outbreaks had occurred. Ron, have you learned anything new since then?
Well, we've learned that the state is now putting out a weekly report on outbreaks. And the number of outbreaks in K-12 schools and colleges have increased from 10 last week to 14 this week. We do not know where those outbreaks are. We do not know how many coronavirus cases are in those outbreaks. That information is still not being released. The information that is released is by these crazy pandemic regions that the state has set up that cover, in many cases, you know, 8 to 12 counties and rural areas, or it would include like Oakland, Macomb, Wayne, you know, it's so popular. If you say
it doesn't really tell you anything because it's so broad. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Well, how is it that privacy laws that are part of HIPAA extend to institutions in this way?
It doesn't. And that's not what the state is saying. I have to give them a little bit of wiggle room here to the extent that this is new for everybody. You know, they're making this plane up as it's flying, just like all of us are. And the reporting system they have set up, they are getting reports from local health departments and feeding them into the system that I'm sure you and I see every day that shows a number of new coronavirus cases. And as the pandemic has gone on, they've added more information. Well, one of the things they do with the schools is they will list that there's an outbreak, and they will list whether it's in a school. But they don't ask, but the system is not set up to say, oh, really? What school is it in? And so the computer system, the reporting system is just not set up for it yet. They're trying to tweak that system so that more information is being relayed from the local health departments to the state offices, and the state offices will then release it to the public. They're saying that will happen at some point. We're not very satisfied with how quickly they're moving on this. I'm certain parents are not either.
Yeah. What do we know about whether and how COVID is spreading through K-12 schools right now?
Well, we know that there are, according to the state, at least 8 outbreaks in K-12 schools. We don't know where they are. I know that there was one that received some publicity recently at Heartland High School. There were at least 13 confirmed cases and several more probable cases at the high school, and they immediately switched to online learning. But we just know there are outbreaks someplace, and we just don't know where yet.
What does that mean for the planning process and start dates? Do we know if school districts are more or less starting on time, or if some have delayed?
I haven't heard anything about schools delaying start dates. Possibly there is, but because there's so much local control on our K-12 school system in the state, it's really hard to keep track of what schools are doing. I can tell you that there was a study done at Michigan State University that found that the majority of students, I think about 80% of students, have the option, at least the option of attending school in person. And about 7 in 10 have the option of staying at home. But as far as how schools are reacting, I think most schools are doing a great job of working with local health departments and what the protocols will be once a case occurs in their schools. most school systems assume that at some point there will be coronavirus cases in their classrooms.
It sounds like there just aren't a lot of tools out there for parents who may be concerned about the possible hazards of face-to-face instruction.
Well, there's some information about the hazards and the precautions that schools are taking, but information about where there are outbreaks, unfortunately, because of the lack of transparency at the state level currently, parents are left to figure this out on Facebook groups, frankly. That's where most of this information is spreading. And as you and I both know, social media is not always 100% accurate. And obviously, if my Johnny is in third grade at Smith Elementary, I'd like to know if there are coronavirus cases in Smith Elementary. And I think schools generally are going to let parents know, but there's no law that requires them.
Ron French is an education reporter for Bridge, Michigan. Ron, we really appreciate your work. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you so much.
In just a moment, we're going to meet a part of the Arab American community we don't often recognize. That's the 30,000 Yemeni Americans living in Michigan. Stay tuned. More on that just around the corner on Stateside.